I think the project to get the NHS online, for us all to have online access to our medical records, for everything to be computerised, I seem to remember that that did run considerably over budget, so maybe that's an area that could be considered for where we could actually save money. Secondly, the main point I want to make is that my visits to Charing Cross A&E have come about because of mental health rather than physical health. And I'm very concerned where I should now go in a crisis if I wanted to see a psychiatrist rather than go to the crisis resolution team, go to the out-of-hour service. You know, there have been some tragic high-profile cases with West London Mental Health Trust where people have not been able to get help. Oh, you can't come to us because you haven't been referred. That's no good at 3 a.m. when you really don't feel it's worth sticking around. I've gone to A&E, I've handed myself in because I felt unsafe. Where am I now supposed to go? Are these urgent care centres going to have the level of psychiatric care that people with serious mental health problems need? So that's what